In his documentary, Invisible Bars, filmmaker John Beck tells the story of Jessica. At just 9 years old, she began visiting her father, Fred Stillman, who was serving 23 years in California prisons for murder. Recently, the three of them came to our studios where news director Steve Mencher asked Jessica why she was willing to show intimate family moments with her dad as he was learning why he'd been violent and how to show love to his family.
It was really different and healing for myself to go in there and see him in his program and talk about that he's a different person. Because I knew he was a different person, but I had also been visiting for 23 years and I saw the difference. So I really wanted to show other young kids who are, maybe that's they're 8 and 9, that is one day your parent will get out and you still have that right to have a relationship with them, and then that you can and there's hope.
John, I'll bring Fred into the conversation in a moment, but I wanted to ask you one of the things, of course, whenever you see a documentary, the thing that you wonder is how did the people in charge, especially if you're filming in a prison, how did you get their trust so that you could have the incredible access that you had into these prisons?
I had to jump through a lot of hoops with CDCR, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. And once I got in, amazingly, they were very open. I mean, all of a sudden, I was in a class. That's when I first met Fred Stillman. They were talking about their family histories.
Right, but the administration of the prison had to trust you enough to let you into the prison to do this. What did you promise them?
You know, I think they wanted to show these programs. I think they're too often criticized for not doing the R in CDCR, the rehabilitation. And so I think it was kind of a win-win. They gave me access, and at the same time, we were able to show some of these are pioneer programs around the country where they go into family dynamics and the impact they had on their victims. And there was that one moment where I'm sitting with Jessica and Fred, and they're interviewing each other behind bars. And I just had that pinch me in my dreaming feeling, because that's very rare access.
That was an incredible moment.
I didn't know what I wanted to say.
So did you tell him what Dad was doing?
Yeah, you're a little crazy at that moment. We were kind of scared of you.
I had my head shaved, and I thought I was king of the ring. Nobody could beat me up. I could do whatever I wanted. Yeah, that was crazy times, and you guys brought me out of that.
Fred, this is a movie partly about your life. And you found yourself in prison. Are you comfortable sharing with us why you were in jail in the first place?
How did I got into prison?
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is I was a raging alcoholic, and I didn't know it. I thought I was just an average guy working and drinking and raising a family, and that's part of life. But that's what made me go to that place to help the other people, and eventually kill the guy. So my drinking was really out of hand, and they told me that in those in the meetings. The psych told me that. That's when it first opened my eyes. Like, what are you, crazy? I work all day. I can drink all I want. What's wrong with you? And she goes, what kind of father image is that? And I was like, so that got me to start thinking that, wow, that's what they're talking about. Oh, here I'm thinking like, well, I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just go to work every day, drink. So what? Everybody does that. But I can't control my liquor, so. That's why I had to quit. I go to AA now. I'll never drink again because I make bad decisions when I'm on alcohol.
All right. How long sober are you?
Oh, shoot, a long time.
You can watch Invisible Bars Wednesday, December 11th on KPJK-TV at 7 p.m. Learn more at norcalpublicmedia.org.